This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Well, it wasn't even close, and that's kind of the way it's been when Scottie Scheffler is atop the leaderboard. What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
You know, every time I'm watching the tournament this week, your voice and that phrase was in my head. I was watching outside of the outdoor TV, and I was telling my buddies, I was like, all I can hear is, what's going on with Scottie Scheffler? And there really wasn't, you know, you and I were talking, the sand shot, the double sand shot, where he can't get it out of the bunker.
You know what's crazy?
That's about the only moment where you're kind of like, uh-oh.
I got to tell you, it's funny you bring this up, because it wasn't even a big deal. Like, most guys go from a double to another double to a bogey, and all of a sudden your round falls apart. He got it out the trap, right? Made the next shot. I'll take this. And then he was steady as it goes. Like, he just doesn't make mistakes in these majors when he's got the lead. And so, for even that, I just didn't feel like – and again, at that point, it was what? It cut it down to 4 strokes, I believe?
Yeah, it was actually – he was 13 under, and I think Fitzpatrick was 11 under – when he goes out, he's in the fescue, I should say. Get your Northern Irish grasses, but he's in the weeds.
It was eating everybody up, though.
And he makes that unbelievable shot. He pitches out, and he has about like an 8-9 foot, and he sinks the par putt. So that's where, you know, it could have been, oh, that could have been a bogey. Now it's a 1-stroke lead. But you're right. He never put himself in a position where the pressure was going to be too much.
He didn't bogey Friday or Saturday. Like, that course is incredible. And to think, like, I'm just playing golf, and every putt that you needed to hit, he hit. But here's the thing, guys. So for Scottie now, with this 4-stroke win at the Open Championship, third player to win 4 major championships by 3 strokes or more. The only other two guys, the two other guys, should I say, Tiger and Jack. So when you start talking about, again, the world's best, he, very much like Tiger in his prime, is making the world's best look lame. Mike, like, who's challenging him?
Right. I mean, who's going to make the run? Now, the Georgia boys, like, you know, Harris English, and we talked about, you know, guys that were, you know, at least in the mix, DeChambeau, after looking almost humiliated, if we're honest, right, to start the round on Thursday, he battles back and finishes top 10. Harris English was solid. You know, Wyndham Clark didn't break anything. We talked about, you know, Ha-Tong Lee. He completely fell apart, but in the process, he had a bromance with Scottie Scheffler, saying how great this guy is, and was pulling for him at the end, and Scottie was trying to pump him up because he knew he was no threat at the end. Scottie Scheffler's a very likable guy.
He is.
It's a different energy because Tiger had that killer instinct, and this guy, like, we talked about it. His faith is important. Some of the media in England thought it was a little haughty to say, hey, this isn't everything in my life. But it isn't. He's got perspective. But he's doing stuff now, which I think, as you and I have said, for years you and I were hung up on life after Tiger, and you just got to appreciate the brilliance of Scottie Scheffler right now, right?
Yeah, look, it took him 70 tournaments to finally win. People don't realize that. He played 70 tournaments before he got his first PGA win. So it took a while for him to get going. But now at 29, the question is, how many can he get? Where's this going? And in his prime, and if he's focused like this with no distractions that we're aware of, Mike, you know, I said the projection is at this pace. I talked about it earlier. You're talking about 12 majors by the time he's 39, turning 40. That's within striking range of getting to 15 with Tiger, and we just know now, we don't take these majors for granted, how hard it is to win them. And certainly, Mike, as you get older, it becomes right. a lot harder to win
so,
them.
So, I mean, when you talked about it, I mean, Tiger, remember, he wins the Masters in 97 and says, oh, by the way, going to completely reinvent my swing. It was like, what? Because he felt, you know, that's Tiger was always pushing the envelope, so he took a step back, and then, of course, the rest is history. But, like, who's going to come and challenge him? Rory did win the Masters this year, but you and I were talking about this on Thursday and Friday.
Wobbles.
He's got to go. There's par fives he can reach. He's got to go eagle. He's got to go be. He doesn't take advantage. When he's par in par fives, that's to me where he needed to be. Like, again, I mean, I'm saying he's got to be perfect, but if you're going to compete with Scottie Scheffler in the zone he was in, not to mention the weather didn't help. We never got the funky time. Weather never materialized on Sunday.
Yeah, he has won 10 straight tournaments in which he has had a 54-hole lead. This is also what Tiger did. So now you're talking about he was 9 going into this. After this, having a 54-hole lead, it's 10. So what he's telling you is if he's atop the board,
right.
he's not coming off of it. It just does. That's how good this guy's been. Let's hear Scottie Scheffler win this thing at the Open.
And Scottie Scheffler has his Open Championship and the third leg of golf's Grand Slam.
Yeah, I'm fascinated at his demeanor. And, Mike, there's not a shot in his bag that he doesn't have. And, like, all the great ones, like Tiger, you know, with the sting, the Tiger sting and all that, the stinger, there's shots that guys eventually, you know, perfect. But there's, like, I need a fade, I need whatever. He's got it. And it's right. like it's not even a big deal for him to put the ball where he wants. And I just tell you, for all the great golf we have in Atlanta, we know we have a lot of golfers who listen to us. I run into guys all the time. Everybody's kind of taken back at how dominant he's been. I'm curious how long he can last.
Right, because we've seen guys look like they were going to rewrite the rule book. I mean, the record book, I should like Brooks Koepka, and he's falling apart.
That's right.
You know, his physical issues and some – look, John Rahm looked like he was going to – ever since these guys – I'm not saying the live golf thing, but it is what it is. Dustin Johnson's not that guy. Remember how Spieth was like, he's going to be a house of fire, then he doesn't win anymore. Rory did win the Masters, but even that was a grind. You know, he almost blew that. So Rory's a guy, you know, if you can ever put the four great rounds together, he can do it. But you're right. You look at this, I'm not saying these guys are mental midgets, but there was an intimidation factor with Tiger, and there is in his own way, it seems like, with Scottie, that no one was going to catch him.
And those guys were talking about him. Like the other golfers yesterday, if you missed it, after the round, they were like, hey, how do you feel about Scottie, what he's doing? And guys are like, he's better than everybody right now.
Now, if DeChambeau can just stop with some of like the own self-inflicted like Phil Mickelson-type mistakes, you know, he can always rise up and win a major. But and it was fun. And a guy like, you know, JJ, there's always going to be that outlier like Spawn.
Sure.
The journeyman who finally puts it together. But this was Scottie's year, man. And you mentioned the other day, the Olympic gold as well in this run.
Well, 2024 was special. And everybody said, well, how do you top that year? Because you're talking about 9 titles in 2024. He won 9 times. Won his second green jacket, won the Players, Olympic gold, and then won the FedEx Cup. That was 2024, and you turn around in 25, and now this is what he's doing. Here's Scottie Scheffler talking about executing those shots.
Good experience. You know, winning major championships is always really difficult, and I knew today was going to be another challenging day, and I just did my best to go out there and try and execute shots. And, you know, fortunately today I got off to a better start than I did at the PGA and was able to give myself some space and kind of hold on to that lead for most of the day.
You want to know what's funny? If Scottie Scheffler doesn't get put in jail, I think he wins that tournament.
Yes.
Mike, I'm being
up
serious.
Up in Louisville, he was. Remember, all it took was one overzealous police officer and all that nonsense, and he might have been on because that messed with his head.
It did.
He messed with his rhythm. That's just human nature.
That's right. He was rolling, and then that happened, and it was a cool story for everybody else. But like that was a moment. But he's been that good for the last 3 years. This has been that Scottie moment. Here's one last thing from him talking about winning the Open and how excited he is for finally winning this one.
Oh my gosh, yeah, this is a cool feeling. I can't wait to get home and celebrate this championship, you know, with the people that have kind of helped me along the way. But at the end of the day, it doesn't fulfill the deepest desires of my heart. And but it's just tough to describe when you haven't lived it. You know, something I actually talked to Shane about this week was, you know, just because you win a golf tournament or accomplish something, it doesn't make you happy. It doesn't. Maybe for a few moments, maybe for a few days, but at the end of the day, you know, there's more to life than playing golf. But you know, I'm pretty excited to go home and celebrate this one.
So yeah, as we said, put in perspective, and some people, I don't know what you wanted to say. It's like, this is the greatest moment of my golfing life. He's just not going to say it. That's not. He's legit. He's keeping it real.
Yeah. Well, unlike Tiger, I don't know if he had a poster of Jack on his wall to say I'm going to be better than him. and that's my singular focus. And he's pretty much accomplished it outside of a tying him for the majors. But I think Scottie Scheffler realizes that when you talk about practicing as much as he's practiced, Mike, and you do these things, and then it pays off with wins, that's great. But he's right. There is more to life. And it's good to hear him say that, because I think sometimes we all get caught up in these sports moments where it's like, oh, this is the best thing that happened to him. He said coming off, once he won, he was looking for his wife, couldn't find her yesterday.
Right.
And he's like, I'm looking. And he's like, where's my wife? And then he says, in the far distance, he saw his dad. He was like, oh, she's there with him. That's what's important to him. So, look, I'm enjoying watching him dominate. And by the way, he'll be right here in our backyard in Atlanta, East Lake, in a few weeks. So, for those who have never had a chance to see this kind of dominance and the kind of golf, and by the way, they changed the rules this year. So, the guys aren't coming in with 10-stroke leads, Mike, which was BS.
Right.
So, it's going to be a lot funner, I think, over at East Lake.
There's an article in golf.com, and they talked to Jordan Spieth, of course, being a Texas guy, yeah, and Scheffler, and their relationship, and just saying how he's, you know, the difference in personality than any other superstar on tour. And the comparisons they're making, it's a different sport, but just to put it in perspective, they're comparing it to Roger Federer, who was just, you know, had that killer instinct, but just super nice. Everyone loved him. Mm. Demeanor, you know, but once he gets on, you know, in this case on the court, or in this guy on the course, you know, he's a different dude.
All right, man. Before we get out of here, if you're just joining us, again, Marcell Ozuna not in the lineup tonight. We'll see what this Braves lineup does, but good for us, because listen, we were banging the drum for more Drake Baldwin,
and he's going to see it. DH,
he's getting more at bats, and that's, I think, ultimately going to be a good thing. Drake's going to be a big part of this team moving forward, so that is something that we're watching. All right, Big O, we got to get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
Tomorrow, our man Steve Weiss, NFL Network, joins us. Yeah, camps are here, and we'll talk about the Falcons and all the things surrounding it, as Steve Weiss will actually be at training camp this upcoming weekend. If you're going out there Saturday, NFL Network have a big setup. They're going to be out there hanging out. They're all around the country at different camps, but he's going to join us tomorrow. And also tomorrow, we will talk to our guy Tony Gwynn Jr.
Hey.
About all things baseball. We'll get his thoughts on the trade deadline and what he thinks may happen with this Braves team. And we'll see what the Braves do tomorrow as well. Make sure you're here. Plenty more talk about our Falcons as we get ready for Thursday.
Hey, man, we talked about this earlier today. Will Levis is going to have surgery. A lot of people ask, why is Will Levis waiting so long to have surgery? He's battling for the starting job. Cam Ward's going to be the quarterback for the Titans.
Yes.
We know that. But that's the kind of thing we will need. Just needs to be a starter in the NFL. We don't want to wish, as we said earlier, an injury on anybody else. But guys are asking us, no, Kirk Cousins would never approve a trade to go sit behind Cam Ward.
He wouldn't. Hey, also, today, as we mentioned, sad news. We found out that one of the biggest sitcom and TV stars to ever do it passed away tragically in a drowning situation in Costa Rica. And Mike, we mentioned it earlier in the show, but I know, you know, people tune in and tune out and they listen at different times. But Malcolm Jamal Warner, huge star on The Cosby Show, did a ton of other stuff after The Cosby Show, passing away at age 54. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll find out more information, but I think it's pretty simple that he got in a situation out there with the waves and the rip tides and all that stuff, Mike, and the current, unfortunately, passed away in a drowning situation. All right, we're coming back tomorrow. We're back at you. Mike Bell, before we get out of here, man, you got to clear your throat.
We were talking about this off the air. I mean, the stuff that happened at the WNBA and the All-Star Game, look, they want more money. I get it. The tide is rising for the WNBA. You're going to have franchises new coming in and making money. The problem is, guys, the teams that have been owned by NBA owners haven't made any money the first 28 years. So to all of a sudden demand like a double your salary, I don't know if you're getting the perspective of where the WNBA has been. We've got sort of this Larry Bird magic situation with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and it's great. And the tide is rising. But I just think, you know, and it's not a sexist or a misogynist thing to just simply say your league hasn't been good enough. It'd be like the MLS demanding a raise. You haven't earned it yet. It's good, getting better. But, guys, get some perspective.
There's another 40-year-old that'll be in the NBA this year, and his name's not LeBron. Chris Paul. He's playing now for the Clippers. Going back to L.A., Mike, where his family is. He said, I wanted to be close to the family. He had other offers. Bucks, Hornets, apparently, the Mavericks. But I got to say this about Chris Paul, and I don't know what you thought or what you think about him. 12-time All-Star. Mike, Chris Paul, everywhere he's been, has made people better. And the crazy thing is, maybe you don't know this either, but he was Rookie of the Year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When he was drafted by the Hornets in 05, and then he's got over 12,000 assists and over 2,700 steals. He's second on the all-time list in both of those categories.
Wanted him here. I know.
Chris Paul's been a hell of a player, guys, and one of the best leaders in the NBA. Back with the Clips. We'll see what they do, but he's also 40 as you watch LeBron this year. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've never experienced the transformative powers of a montage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.